Oh.
That looks really cool.
I love that visual.
I don't know where she's going, but it looks really cool.
Right. Oh, Into the Spider-Verse vibe.
Music's
right
choice of this is pretty great, I gotta admit, you know?
Yo, I love how she just, like, walks on the air with the crystals, bro. I love that look.
I'm in the Super Bowl in a mirror maze.
Ooh, the
they
fist.
Still got the big fist. I mean, that's all I care about. You just want the big right. old hand slapping. Look how excited she is.
Welcome Even to Milani's the MCU. Come on,
so endearing. I can't get over it. Like, she's having so much fun, living her right. best life in this role.
I love a superhero just having fun, just being a goof. Like, that's why I right? love shows like this.
You can't help but love it. Like, I'm going to love this show. And she's, like, so perfectly
She's a
cast.
Dork. She's an adorable dork. Yeah, and I love adorable dorks.
Exactly. I feel like this is a person I was friends with in high school that, like, when I was a kid, I had a crush on him. Like, no, I'm just going to leave me alone. She's too cool for me.
Right.
Like, we all had a friend like this in high school. And, like, that's...
Oh, 100%.
Like, you can imagine her being friends with Peter Parker. And, like, I hope that
I was
at some point they
the
can hang
biggest
out.
Nerd of all time. So, like, whenever I saw, like, super nerdy girls, I'd be like, oh, my God, I'm in fear. I can't even believe it.
I will wait till my senior year of college to begin talking to women. That was me. And that was just talking. I mean, it took a few years after that for anything actually to happen. But anyway, welcome back to New Rock Stars. Miss Marvel is the new MCU superhero in a 6-episode series coming to Disney Plus on June 8th with Iman Vellani as Kamala Khan, a Pakistani-American Captain Marvel fangirl living in Jersey City who gets her own powers. But since Kamala is best known for her limb stretching and her fist embiggening, why did Marvel really change her powers for this live-action title? Come on, Kamala! I don't know if that works. We'll see if we stick with that. Anyway, this is Inside Marvel. It's New Rockstar's weekly Marvel reaction show. And this week, we're talking about Kamala Khan and how great Iman Vellani is in this role and the perhaps deeper reason why Marvel might be updating her power set. I'm Eric Voss. With me is MT.
Bro, I am so excited to finally see Kamala Khan on the big screen or on the live action screen anyway, because, like, it's just... I just feel like it was yesterday that she just premiered, and, like, now we're seeing her in live action. Like, this character means so much to a lot of people, and, like, especially, yeah. like, Pakistani people. So, like, I'm just excited. I love when, like, new representation comes, because, like, I know that there's going to be a group of people that are going to be as hype as I was when Black Panther came out, because, like, this is really cool. This is really cool. This is, like, monumental. Like, I yeah. love it. It's dope.
She's so lovable, and she's all personality, this one.
All
like,
personality.
She's just so much fun to watch. But we want to talk about her power set. I know this is a big question a lot of people have about the way they're doing Miss Marvel, because we're so accustomed to seeing just, like, a big old fist. But, like, now people are wondering, well, why did they make it look like a genie projection or a Green Lantern kind of thing? To me, I'm just saying, I don't care what color the fist is, as long as we see the fist.
Yeah, we just need the big old fist action.
Whether it's this fist or other people saying about Mephisto, that's always going to be what people are worried about. It sounds like on Disney
the
Plus
dark
Marvel.
Fist in the night, Mephisto.
So we're going to get to know all about Kamala Khan, this new young hero joining the Avengers lineup, and how her powers work exactly. And I actually think there may be a deeper reason why they updated it. I don't think it's just to avoid comparison to Mr. Fantastic from the get-go. And there may be other things. This may just be the early stage of the evolution of her powers. There's going to be a lot we talk about. There could be some deeper connection that we're all missing currently. But before we talk about that, keep an eye out in the next few days for the release of Moon Knight-themed merch from NewRockStarsMerch.com. There already is some cool stuff related to Moon Knight available for purchase on NewRockStarsMerch.com. But they're going to be talking about a new latest obsession shirt. I can't wait to get it. I can't wait for you guys to see it. So sign up for their newsletter on the website so that way you will know exactly when the shirt is available. But MT, what is our question coming out of this trailer?
Well, come on, Kamala. Why is the MCU changing Kamala Khan's powers? I mean, everyone seems up in arms about it. I mean, we seem to be pretty chill about it. But, like, why do you think that happened, Eric?
Really, from the get-go, Marvel Studios was gonna have to go in a different direction with Kamala Khan's powers and origin story because Kamala is a relatively recent addition, as you alluded to, MT to the Marvel Comics, she was introduced only back in 2013. And at this point, the movie universe was already in its second phase. So this was something that like Kevin Feige spotted the popularity of and says, oh, we gotta get her in live action. So Kamala was a Captain Marvel fangirl who then gets hit with an outbreak of Terrigen Mist from like a Terrigen bomb that goes throughout Jersey City. And then she enters this as all inhuman evolution happens through a cocoon. But we actually see a really cool perspective from her from inside her cocoon, where she envisions her heroes, Captain Marvel and Iron Man and Captain America. And they all speak to her through this cloud of mist. And one cool thing about the Kamala Khan comics is that it's all like lowercase, you know, as opposed to like the typical uppercase comic text. So it's just like lowercase. It just feels like this is a teenager scrawling right. this, you know, in her own kind of fan fiction, which is part of the fun of it. And it's really from her inner desire to be more like Carol Danvers' Captain Marvel that that actually results in her taking on a similar power set, except really what she's known for is this like goofy but wonderful ability to embiggen her body parts. She can stretch her arms out. She can make her fists really big, and she uses that to beat up her enemies. It's just really fun. It's really the best known component of her powers from the comics. But yeah, as you may have seen now in live action, we saw this actually back in the Disney Plus Day footage in November, and now in this trailer, this series is certainly altering Kamala's origin and powers, and it somewhat makes sense because Terrigen Mist has been linked with the Inhumans. That's the Kree technology that they use to mutate humans into Inhumans and give them powers, and we should be careful, I guess, using the word mutate because Inhumans and mutants are different things. Mutants are born with the X gene, and humans are Kree experiments created with that Terrigen Mist in the cocoon process. We have not really explored Terrigen Mist in the MCU films. However, we did see it in the TV series, of course, The Inhumans, the one and done season that we saw on ABC, but really in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. That's the character Quake, of course, emerged from the Terrigen process.
You don't think there's going to be a season two of Inhumans, Eric? You don't think that's coming? I've been waiting for it.
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Maybe we get Black Bolt on the Illuminati. And he whispers something, and everyone's head explodes, and then he gets to remake the MCU the way he thinks it should be made. But
I hope the only thing that Black Bolt says is, "We don't talk about season one of Agents of Inhumans."
We don't talk about season one. We don't talk about Inhumans. But anyway, yes. But Quake in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., we absolutely want to be MCU canon. In many people's mind, it is MCU canon. Never was an MCU canon. Even Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. final season gave us a perfect roadmap of how this could connect by just being an alternate timeline. And yeah, I think the fact that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is coming to Disney Plus, that seems to be the direction they're going, and maybe things like Inhumans and Quake and Terrigen Mist can all just be MCU canon, finally confirmed. But they are apparently doing something different with Kamala Khan. Instead, her powers come from these bracelets that she finds in a chest in an attic. Now, we've speculated these could be the Negabands from the Captain Marvel comics that would link the wearer to the negative zone. Or they could be the quantum bands of Quasar that allow for similar energy projection, similar power sets. I think they're just going to be something new, but with properties from both of these things. Because really, there are two sources of this power that I think the series might suggest, two sources that could just end up being the same thing. So I'm going to run through both options. Option one being just Kree tech in the negative zone, as I mentioned. Because since Kamala's powers manifest via wish fulfillment, I think that's the key. And it's very similar to the nature of the Kree Supreme Intelligence that we saw, you know, Dr. Wendy Lawson, Annette Bening's was the form that it took. But it really, it's a shape-shifting form that's whatever is in the mind of the observer. So the fact that both of those things are linked and the fact that we know that Kamala Khan's going to team up with Captain Marvel, it just seems like they could be that form of Nega bands that transport Kamala to the negative zone, and that the Kree Supreme Intelligence draws power from that, and all of it is just kind of like your mind manifests what it is. But the second option is the quantum realm, because we have long believed that the quantum realm really was the MCU's equivalent of the negative zone, and that perhaps the Fantastic Four actually got stranded in the quantum realm instead of the negative zone and got their powers there, along with Victor Von Doom, and that could all link with Kang and Quantumania. Because in Ant-Man the Wasp, Janet Van Dyne told Hank Pym that her quantum healing powers were a kind of evolution from being exposed to quantum energy for a long period of time. And we also know that the quantum realm has these same kind of mental projection properties. Hank Pym initially projected around himself his old home before Janet found him and snapped him out of it. So it has that similar kind of whatever you want the most in the world is where you are and what you are. The quantum realm has that kind of insanity going on. So we could be seeing a similar thing with Kamala's powers. These bracelets might transport her to the quantum realm. She gets hit with radiation briefly there and comes back with these new powers manifested from her own mental self-image. Just to clarify, she does still embiggen parts of her bodies. Like we see her fists get really big a few times in the trailer. And her limbs, if you look closely in a lot of these shots, they are stretching out. The difference is they just kind of have this crystallic energy layer to them. That seems to be projected from her body as opposed to just like her flesh itself stretching. And I do think it's still possible for the source of the Kree Supreme Intelligence power to be from the quantum realm. And that all of this, the negative zone, the quantum realm, it is still the same thing. And this is something that might just get revealed in the Marvels or in Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania. And that's really why they're changing Kamala's powers to better reflect that, a clue to that reveal. But MT, before we start rolling, you came up with your own thoughts for why they may be showing it this way. What do you think?
Well, first of all, like those are really great thoughts. I really loved your connection to the quantum realm on how Hank Pym like really just ended up projecting, using his mind to like project things here, because like that's sort of the similar vibe that we're seeing here with Kamala Khan here. So like I really like that connection, because like she sort of uses her like this, her whatever power that she has through this bracelet to like sort of project this like purple thing, like purple essence out of her, sort of like Hank Pym did. So I like that connection there. I was mentioning earlier that like this could very well be like the early stages potentially of Kamala Khan actually becoming the Kamala Khan that we know from the comics, like the stretchy woman, the stretchy little girl. Because in the series, we know that Kamala Khan really loves Captain Marvel, and Captain Marvel's powers are very energy based, and like she likes to project energy from her hands. And so we see Kamala do this in the trailer when she uses energy blast to close the door on her dad. So I think that throughout this series, and we hear it in the trailer of her mom just being like, who are you? Like, who are you? Like, you want to be Captain Marvel so badly, but who are you as a person, Kamala? And so I think that there is a potential for this series to sort of be an origin story where, like, these bracelets sort of, like, help you enhance who you are. So, like, whereas when she stops wanting to be Captain Marvel and wants to be herself, maybe, like, we see a different form of her powers manifesting through this stretchy ability. Who knows? That's just a theory.
I like that. I like that. I think there's plenty of room in this MCU for multiple characters who can stretch out, turn themselves into sails or big old fists. Like the fact that we already have like, I don't know, 3 to 4 different characters who are essentially Iron Man, right? You have Iron Man, you have War Machine, who's basically doing the same thing. And the Iron Spider armor is essentially a variant of Iron Man armor. You have Pepper Potts rescue armor, which is basically another Iron Man in the game. Like, and then we have like Whiplash. Captain America is just like the best of the super soldiers, which is the same power set as Bucky Barnes, which is the same power set as John Walker. So like, if we can have like multiple versions of those things, why can't we have multiple stretchers? Like, exactly. You know, there's nothing wrong with that.
That's true.
So hopefully, I think
let's get
right.
Elastigirl into the evolution. MCU. I think that's what we need to just get Elastigirl into Multiverse of Madness. Okay, let's get that.
You're trying to get Elastigirl into every conversation, and I get
I'm
it.
A big Elastigirl stan. She's a good mom.
Oh, we all are. We all are. Yeah, we're. Every gentleman of a certain age is a fan.
That's when I knew I liked women, Eric. That's when I knew.
You're gonna drag me off Pixar Pier when I go to California Adventure. Like, no, she might come back.
She's coming.
No, yeah, I think I think all characters, when they get introduced into the MCU, their powers evolve over time. Like even Iron Man's abilities, movie to movie, have gotten more expanded, more enhanced. Scarlet Witch entered Age of Ultron is just doing her hand dancing, and now she can project reality in crazy ways and become an insane sorcerer. So give it time. Give it time. From what I've seen so far, this is totally fun. And what I like most about this character is just what Iman Vellani's bringing to the role, and how she's just like a goofy teenager dealing with bullies and dealing with like family issues and her cultural norms coming into conflict with what she wants. Like, I'm far more interested in that, you know?
I love this really, it just seems really realistic. And it seems like a just really just grounded, just like, hey, I'm just a goofy kid. Like, I'm not like, you know, I feel like a lot of superhero comics, especially like when the comic books first started, there was always like this ingrained sense of like.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
I can do it like immediately. And like, obviously, like she feels like she can do it through like, you know, Captain Marvel's inspiration here. But like, you could just sort of see like, how is this girl going to become a superhero? And like, I feel like it's going to be a lot more relatable because we're going to see her mess up. We're going to see her just sort of fumble her way into becoming a hero that she's always wanted to be. And like, I like that perspective rather than, you know, I'm Tony Stark. And I already have the means and the confidence and like I can already sort of kick ass already by myself.
And like the way she stumbles into this is something that's natural for her character. It's not an accident. It looks like she's like her mom might confiscate her cosplay outfit. So she goes to the attic looking for other stuff to put on, finds these bracelets saying this kind of looks like Kree stuff from what I've seen, puts it on and it's actual Kree tech. And then when she goes to this A-Day convention where she's cosplaying, it accidentally activates. So it's through her actual want to emulate this. She's a cosplayer. And that, it's like the wish fulfillment of everyone who's cosplayed at Comic-Con or any of these conventions. What if this blinking Iron Man arc reactor actually worked and I could actually fly in this moment? Like that, what an exciting thing that any fan ever who is dressed up as these characters for a convention, for a fan event, for Halloween, or just any day of the week alone in our bedrooms. Like, we could relate to this. You know, what if this actually worked? Like, how exciting is that?
I would be geeking out just like her, man. I would be, probably the exact same reactions. I'd be like, all right, for me, I love Frogman. So if I got a frog-based power, they'd be like, time to pretend to be Frogman and get myself immediately killed. I feel this. I'm adorable.
I think that's what's most exciting about the series. I think everyone can truly relate with that. Also relating with like a high school career counselor saying, can you plan out your entire life? You know, pick a college because this college has the best major and then you have to take this class. Oh, and you should have already been doing this middle school because, you know, if you haven't already tested this, oh, you're screwed. Like that pressure of feeling like you have to have your entire life figured out when you're 16 or 17 years old. Like, yeah, is
I have a sister so that is going through this exact same thing with college. Oh, yeah. And like, yeah, no, I could totally. Yeah, it's the worst. And like, I remember going through it myself and like, there's a lot of just pressure at that specific time. So to become a superhero during that time, not really great for your grades, I'm assuming. Yeah.
I don't want to derail any, if you're a younger person watching this video right now, I know most of the people who watch this might be a little bit older, but you don't have to have it all figured out. You totally do not have to have it all figured out. And anyone who tells you that is just trying, they're just also trying to figure it out in their 40s and 50s or however old they are, because they are following these guidelines, freaking out that they're going to lose their job if they don't help kids get into college, better colleges, because they're dealing with all their pressures too. But even if like you don't get into the right college, it's not going to be the wrong college. You're going to figure it out. You're going to meet people there. Or even if you don't go to college, if you take a gap year or you don't want to go to college, you're going to figure out where you need to go and it's going to be great. Yes.
It's gonna be okay.
Awesome. So don't worry.
All you have to do is get
to where you need to go.
Like, honestly, like, all life is just living a life according to your values. So as long as you know what your values are at the moment and that you just trust yourself, you'll figure it out. Like, trust me, no one really knows what they're doing. That's the secret to life. No one knows what they're doing. Even all the adults that tell you that they know what they're doing, they're lying. Because, like, we're literally on a globe floating in space where no one knows what they're doing. So... hooray. Just do what you want. You can do it.
And I'll tell you, I never thought YouTuber would be a job, but it exists now. And if you think being an influencer is a job you want, trust me, there's going to be new technologies, new industries that exist by the time you're entering the workforce, and you'll figure it out. You're gonna take my job and then like destroy new rock stars with something better. So come at us, take our job.
Seriously, like the next new rock stars, our replacements when we're old, they're gonna come. This could be you. So
this has accidentally become therapy for teens, none of whom are probably watching this video anyway. But if you are,
after school special, save this for
take it
after
from
school.
Your uncle MT and Uncle Eric. We got your backs. We're here for you. We're keeping the seat warm for you.
We made the mistakes in our youth, so you don't have to.
We are terrible influences, probably. Anyway, we're going to get back to this conversation of who Kamala Khan might be fighting in this show. Who's going to be the villain, the antagonist, the foe of this show? And why she will eventually join the Marvels in the Marvels coming next year. But first, we want to thank some people who helped us make this episode. Our friends at Helix! MT and I have to be on our A-game during Inside Marvel recording sessions. We can't afford to have a bad night of sleep because of a crappy mattress. That's why we love our Helix mattresses. Thanks to Helix for sponsoring this episode. Helix Sleep is a quiz that matches your body type and your sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you. They have soft, medium, and firm mattresses. Mattress is great for cooling you down if you sleep hot. Even a Helix Plus mattress for plus-size sleepers. I have a Helix mattress, and I love it. MT's Helix mattress is getting delivered soon, so he'll report back on how much he loves it in some future episodes. You got it already. We got up to those talking points. Your thoughts, MT. How do you feel?
Bro, like, my God. I've been sleeping on this for a week, and this is not even, like, a cap. This is not even exaggeration. My sleep has literally improved so much from my old mattress. Like, what? My whole body feels so much better. So I feel so refreshed. So please, look at the Helix. My God.
You heard the man, folks. From God's mouth to your ears. He loves his mattress, and you will love it too. We're not just shills reading copy. We both sleep on Helix mattresses. It really has been the best sleep of our lives. Get yourself a Helix. It ships right to your door for free. No need to go to a mattress store. Just go to helixsleep.com/insidemarvel. Take their 2-minute sleep quiz. They'll match you to a customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. They have a 10-year warranty, and you get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it, but you will. Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/insidemarvel. We also want to thank Upstart for sponsoring this episode. If you have multiple credit card balances each month and are only paying the minimums, barely making a dent in your credit card debt, it can be discouraging, but Upstart can help you pay off your existing debt quickly so you can feel like you're finally getting ahead. Whether it's paying off your credit cards, consolidating high interest debt, or funding personal expenses, over 1 million people have used Upstart to get one fixed monthly payment with a clear payoff date. Upstart knows you are more than just your credit score, so rather than looking at your credit score alone, Upstart's model considers other factors like your income, your employment, other information provided in your loan application to find you a smarter rate for your loan. You can check your rate without impacting your credit score in just 5 minutes for loans between $1,000 to $50,000. You can receive funds as fast as one business day after accepting your loan. Find out how Upstart can lower your monthly payments today when you go to upstart.com/marvel. That's upstart.com/marvel. Don't forget to use our URL to let them know that we sent you. Loan amounts will be determined based on your credit income and certain other information provided in your loan application. Go to upstart.com/marvel. We also want to thank Stance for sponsoring this episode. We're big fans of the socks from Stance here at New Rockstars. They're super comfortable and have great designs. They also have some very cool designs that I love, like ones made in collaboration with Pixar, the NBA, Star Wars. Now they're expanding with all new active apparel line. They have a super soft line of sweatpants and joggers, shirts, hoodies, hats, and more. Embrace a life of superior comfort and creative expression with everyday active apparel that truly is stitched different. It's always fun when you sit down and your socks show just a little bit under your pants to reveal a cool design. Show yourself off. Now, both the pants and the socks can be from Stance. Stance's philosophy is that you should never have to sacrifice your own personal style for the sake of comfort. And now you don't have to. Whether you're relaxing around the house, working out at the gym, or running all over town, Stance now delivers its signature softness and creativity in a full line of active apparel styles from toe to head. Stance has got you covered. Head on over to stance.com and get 15% off your first purchase. Use the promo code MARVEL at checkout to apply. Enjoy the color and comfort of a life less ordinary with Stance, stitched different. All right, MT, back to this Ms. Marvel trailer. I wanted to ask you, who do you think will be the villain of this Ms. Marvel series, or will it have a villain?
See, that's the big question, because this trailer didn't really show us, give us a really good idea of who the villain will be. I mean, we see these four figures standing in what appears to be like an alley or some sort, and like they're just it's covered by smoke, and we don't really get a good look at their faces. I think a previous trailer sort of like had their faces sort of glitching out in a bit, like a weird purple glitch out. Maybe I was bugging with that. Maybe it was a weird framing thing. But I think that we could potentially be looking at some type of, you know, extraterrestrial Kree related threat here.
That's what I was going to say. I think this is an opportunity to introduce the Kree as the villains.
Yeah. And like, I honestly feel like the bigger question here is like, why was that bracelet in Kamala's, or it appears to be Kamala's attic? And like, I think that Kamala's mom has more to her than meets the eye. I think she could potentially be a Skrull here. And I think that
that's what I was gonna say. We don't know if it's her mom or just someone else she's like looking after or snooping around their place. But I think you're right. I think that's someone is a Skrull.
Yeah, I think that someone in her lineage is a Skrull or related, and maybe her father's a Kree. That'd be crazy if her father was a Kree and she was a Skrull, and like they were just adapted to our cultures here on Earth. But like, I think that whatever's happening here, there is that connection to the cosmic, like she says in the trailer. And I think, I don't know, I just like, it's either going to be a Kree type villain, like your Yon Roggs from Captain Marvel, or a Kree adjacent villain. Because like in the comics, she faces this villain named Cameron, who is in the movie, as this really attractive love interest that she has in the trailer and in her in the comics series as well. And he ends up being a villain by the name of, why am I blanking on his name? I think his name is just Cameron. But he's a new human like she is in the comics. And he works for this villain by the name of Lineage, who is this big purple demon man. And I think that we could see a secret Lineage cameo because of that weird purple flicker that I saw, or I thought I saw, in an earlier trailer on those four people. But I don't know. Who knows at this point? I think it could just be a Kree related person. But who do you think?
Yeah, I don't think I need her parents to be Krees or Skrulls. I think I'd like, we've seen too much of like the parent is also going through the thing. This is like a lineage or a bloodline thing. I kind of like her parents just being her parents and representing that part of her life to her. But I think someone in her life, maybe her aunt or her grandmother or someone unrelated to her, preferably, that she has to like look after, someone in her community, I think it'd be really cool, a cool opportunity to have that person be a Skrull. And then that's the Skrulls were keeping this Kree weapon away from their Kree enemies. I think, I don't know if this show might feel too overwhelmed to be in the midst of a Kree-Skrull shadow war, but just hinting at that war existing while Kamala Khan is stuck in the middle of it could be a really, really fascinating backstory that gets revisited in Secret Invasion. It sets up that bigger conflict to come to a boiling point in Secret Invasion. Because other than Skrulls just existing in the MCU, and other than that one little line of Fury / Talos saying, I thought Kree having sleeper cell was supposed to be top secret information, we haven't really gotten any indication that this war is going on. Also, the fact that Skrull were introduced in Captain Marvel as at least Talos' group being a pretty good group of folks, like, Marvel needs to do a bit more explaining who are the true villains of the Secret Invasion conflict. And I think we need to learn more who the Kree are and how villainous they really are in the Marvel world. So this could be a good place to do it.
Oh yeah, for sure. This show is definitely the place that it's going to definitely go into the more cosmic side, because we see that Kamala Khan is so obsessed with space. You look all over her room, there's stars, there's planets, and there's rocket ships. And like she goes to that little Captain Marvel thing, and there's like planets all around. I feel like the space is going to be a huge part of this. And the villain could very well be tied to the Kree for sure. Because then we have to, like we're going to talk about next, we have to see that connection to the Marvels. And the Marvels are inherently connected to the Tesseract and the Kree and all that stuff. So, so.
And let's shift over to that final question. Why and how will Kamala join Captain Marvel and Monica Rambeau in that movie, The Marvels? The Marvels, of all the announced titles, is probably the one that I have the most trouble depicting what that story will be. I understand the characters. I just don't understand what that conflict will be, where it will take place. Is it going to be on Earth? Is it going to be on Hala? Is it going to be like in Earth's orbit? Is it going to be on the Eternals base on the moon? Where Captain America is, we all think, right now. How is Kamala going to get sucked into that conflict?
I honestly think that it's going to be through the Skrulls, and it's going to be through that connection that the Skrulls have to this technology that Kamala has come across. Because as we see in Captain Marvel, a lot of the Skrulls' technology operates on this weird purple technology, this purple energy. And that's the same type of energy, or the same color, rather, that Kamala exudes from her bracelet. And we know at the end of WandaVision that, you know, Monica gets whisked up into space by a Skrull, and then Captain Marvel has a relationship with the Skrulls. So I think that the Skrulls are what are going to be the uniting force for Captain Marvel, Monica Rambeau, and Miss Marvel here. Then that's going to be the main thing that draws them together. So I think that it's going to be a Skrull type conflict there.
Yeah, I think what we might see in Star Wars is a Kree get introduced as kind of like the Galactic Empire of Star Wars. Like just this new intergalactic threat that goes planet by planet, invading it, taking it over, setting up this kind of fascist regime. And I think that's the kind of plot I want to see explored on the galactic fronts. Like, yeah, on one side we have Gore the God Butcher killing everyone who's God associated in Thor Love and Thunder, whatever, and then we have whatever is going to be the plot of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. But I think we need a new galactic villain, and I think the Kree need to be established as that. So if you imagine like Captain Marvel fighting the good fight alongside Monica Rambeau and Kamala Khan as kind of the rebels of that story, I think that could be a really cool opportunity to explore some kind of like space civil war stuff, planets exploding, not just from celestials hatching out of them.
Oh yeah, I definitely feel like they're setting up some type of intergalactic situation between like the Kree and the Skrulls and like other races in the galaxy that are going to
have the Shi'ar. Like, or somewhere
the
else.
Shi'ar for sure. Like they're coming. It's gonna be freaking dope, but I cannot wait.
Shi'ar really for sure. Gladiator.
Shi'ar for sure. It's a new shirt. Shi'ar for sure. But no, I definitely feel like they're setting up this huge conflict between all of these races, but then I feel like they're gonna have them all come together to face a greater conflict, like the Builders, like they did in the Infinity Saga. Where all these alien races have to come together to fight a bigger threat, making like this huge intergalactic Avengers force that is basically like the Star Wars. And I really want that to happen. I know Kevin Feige is a big fan of Star Wars. So let's make that happen. Like an MCU Star Wars.
For me, I want all these different civilizations to be constantly at war with each other. I never want it to be resolved. I always want there to be room for conflict. I want
some Star Wars forever.
You always want like your Ronin subgroup to split off and screw everything up. You always want like some Skrulls to be like peaceful refugees and some just to be like terrorist assholes. Yeah. Like I want there to be like constant conflict on the galactic fronts.
Exactly.
Just because I want them to always hate each other. I think that's more fun. But anyway, we'll leave it there for this episode of Inside Marvel. This was a delight to rip open this trailer for all the implications that it now opens up in the MCU. As always, it is a delight, MT. Now, don't forget to check out our many great merch options at NewRockStarsMerch.com. Again, Moon Knight merch is coming. You can follow me at EA Voss, follow MT at Mastertainment, subscribe to Inside Marvel wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you all for watching. Bye-bye. Bye.